Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1822. The topic is training, and the title is Volume Control. In a recent online client journal, one of the clients was asking me about volume in their workouts. So all of my clients get an online journal that's unique to them. They can write in at 24/7. I answer every single week, everything they ask. Any questions they ask, I answer. I also do nutrition reviews, video reviews, kind of everything. We just check in on how everything's going every week and then just see what we need to move forward. So they wrote, "I did want to ask about one thing. The workouts seem short. I know you are the expert, and I am not questioning anything. I don't mind questions. But I do feel like I can do more. I know when we started, I was complaining about shoulder and knee injuries, but I feel like my shoulder is 100%, and I do not feel the same knee pain either while squatting." So when we first started, they came to me with these pains, and we've been able to fix those and correct those, which I'm super excited about. So that's what they're referencing. They then continue and said, "Maybe I am programmed to want more intensity, so not sure what your thoughts are on adding more." So part of this, I go through and I make a longer answer, which I will read through. But part of the volume control is to allow their body more recovery to actually fix those issues that they were having, the shoulder and the knees. They were exercising more than they were giving their body nutritional support, so the body was slowly falling apart and having issues. They were basically like, it's like if you run a vehicle, but you never get maintenance done on it. It eventually wears out and dies. They were wearing their body out, and they weren't taking care of it. So part of what we've been doing is just to get there a better balance to the amount that they're asking from their body versus what they're actually giving their body. They weren't giving their body much. They were inconsistent with nutrition. If it was coming at the end of the day, not whenever they were like most active. So basically just beating up their body, using as much as they could, and then wondering why it was falling apart. So now that we're doing is we have nutritional support, and we're trying to better match the amount of work that helps to grow our body based on our nutritional support, but doesn't wear our body out. So I wrote back to them. I said, "I've brought down some of the volume due to a few factors. The first factor is increased activity outside of our workouts. So since they started adding in yoga and cycling, they're doing more things outside of training. So we don't need our training volume to contribute towards caloric usage. Since they're getting more caloric usage outside of our training, we really only want the volume that makes us stronger and or builds muscle in our training. We don't need extra volume just to burn calories. The second reason is weight loss progress. Since they've progressed in their weight loss and they're now actually at a body weight they want to be, we just, again, don't need more caloric burn in our training. So they've actually earned it." So I wrote, "Congrats to you. You've worked hard enough and now we don't need the extra workload. So congratulations." And then the third reason was accounting for caloric and protein timing variation. We're still working on refining the caloric and protein timing to best match their needs. Since it isn't 100% crisp, and it's never going to be 100%, let's just say it's we have room to improve and still have that be consistent, then our ability to recover from training is going to be impaired to some degree whenever our timing for calories and protein are off. So therefore, we have to account and make sure that we're not pushing our body, to the fullest extent of what it's capable if we're not giving it the fullest extent of recovery. So since we don't want to have joint and tissue issues, we have to be sure that we don't push our body too close to the edge of what it can recover through our nutrition. Since our nutrition isn't 100% consistent, we have to stay a little further away from where we think that kind of end point of recovery capacity is. And then the fourth reason I wrote was body stress appearance. So in their videos they've been sending me, especially in the first few that they sent in the beginning of our programming, you can see that their skin was loose, they're lean. You can see the muscle underneath your skin, but the skin has a little bit of like a looseness feel to it. It has a high degree of water retention. So you also can see it in certain pockets, like certain areas of the belly right above the waistline, the lower back right above the waistline. If a person is relatively lean, but they seem to have these little kind of poochy parts in these sensitive areas, we know that that's water retention, not body fat. So if their water retention is very high, that means their body's stressed. So we wanted to reduce the stress to help tighten up their skin and their physical appearance, which it is starting to happen in the videos. So it's actually going to help them appear even leaner, like as lean as they actually are. And they're going to look fuller and their skin is going to be tighter. So that's one of the reasons why I made the volume reduction. I continued and I wrote, even though volume is lower, it doesn't mean our intensity per set still can't be maximized. We can maximize our intensity per set, not necessarily by weight load used, but in mind-muscle connection and attention to technique details. If on each set, we aim to perform our technique like as perfect as we can, and we stay focused and that will help. Like, so you want to stay focused on what you're doing. You want your technique to be super crisp and really focus on the muscles doing the work of the movement. We want to be really in tune with how our body is feeling and how we're moving, making sure everything's super crisp. That will help us maximize the stimulus from each set. And we'll actually get better results without needing excessive volume. So it's helpful where we are now with progress that we focus on the quality of what we do more so than relying on volume as a driver of progress. Volume is helpful for fat loss, but volume is a secondary driver for strength and muscle growth. Improved technique will achieve strength and muscle gains faster than sheer volume does. And you accumulate less joint and tissue annoyances as well, which helps with quality of life and overall health. A lot of people, when they say weight training makes their body hurt or will make you feel older or beat up, it's only because they only know how to progress through volume increases without clean technique, which is why they accumulate a lot of joint and tissue problems. Along with being inconsistent in their calorie intake and likely chronically low in protein. So, our way of lifting weights and being active and focusing on consistent calories, sufficient protein, and weight training quality first mindset will allow you to lift weights and feel great for decades to come. So that's how I closed out that answer for that client. But that is the focus, is quality first is more important than just adding more and more volume. If you just continue to push volume, 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 you're going to end up with a beat up, worn out body. You have to have nutritional support for the volume you're doing, and then you have to be very mindful of the volume you're doing to make sure that what you're doing has the most effectiveness and you're just not adding more for more sake. So the volume that the person had like did in their workouts previously included the goal of fat loss. So we added more overall sets and reps in the workouts because we needed to push caloric usage. Now though, since they've reached that fat loss goal, since they're more at the body weight they want to be, we want to refine our volume by refining exercise choices. So we use fewer exercises, but we still cover the overall same needs. So an example of a high volume workout, let's say a squat workout. I would have the person do a movement preparation circuit, which is a warm-up, fancy terms for a warm-up. We might do leaning over, cause X squats, body weight hold with alternating external rotation in the knees, in the hips, and then into like a deep squat into a reptile push-up, which is a really great way to open up the chest muscles and the adductor and groin to get them to be able to get into a back squat barbell position, like a low bar position, easier on the shoulders. So we're going to do 3 rounds of that. Then we might do a muscle cardio circuit. Get their heart rate up, get the muscles further warmed up. This is that caloric burn that we want. So we might do a circuit of alternating reverse lunges with a hinge focus to open up the hamstrings and glutes. We might do alternating side lunge into a knee raise, which helps open up the groin, and it helps them again work on externally rotating the knees out, which they'll need during the squat. And then bodyweight calf to squat raise, which helps to kind of warm up and start to loosen the calves. Then after three rounds of that, we'll go into squats, and during the squat warm-up, we'll probably do some calf stretches just to make sure their calves aren't tight. We'll do all of our squats, and then maybe we'll end with dumbbell hang hold step-ups and an RDL with a knee on the bench to help control lower back stress. So that would be a typical high-volume workout. We have the warm-up circuit, then we have a muscle cardio circuit, then we have the big squat for the day, and then two accessories. The lower volume workout, I would drop the muscle cardio circuit, and I would refine the accessory movements. I'd take it from two down to a single exercise. So we'd still do the movement prep circuit, the leaning over Kozak squats, the bodyweight squat hold with external rotation, and the deep squat into reptile push-up. Then we'll go right into squats. And during squats, we're still going to do the calf stretch because it helps work overall mobility and positioning during the squats. And then after squats, we might just do dumbbell walking lunges. That's going to be overall less volume, but it's still going to achieve everything we achieved in the first workout. So both workouts still have the movement prep component to make sure the muscles are of equal tightnesses and we don't get joint and tight muscle annoyances while we move during the squats. Both workouts address the main needs. You have a movement prep, you have squat, you have accessory work. But the low volume option doesn't burn as many calories. Now this can actually be helpful because since there's less overall volume to do in the low volume workout, it can actually allow them to take longer rest periods, which would then allow them to maximize their weight load usage. So if you have a high strength client, somebody that squats two or more times their body weight, they're gonna need longer rest periods than somebody who only squats around their body weight. So I would need to bring down the overall volume in the workout to allow for more overall warm-up sets that they'll need in squats and to allow for longer recovery rest periods that they'll need during squats. So you would change volume also, not only depending on caloric burn, but you would change volume depending on the rest periods that the person needs and the overall length of the time that the workout must take. So a lot of people, like in powerlifting or strength sports, they think their workouts need to take 2 or 3 hours. No, they don't. Absolutely do not. They just need to be structured better. And that will allow for longer rest periods, but still a reasonable time frame for your workout. Also, lower volume workouts can help with muscle growth. Because if you're using a high volume style, you're now burning up a bunch of calories that you have to out eat in order to grow. And by doing the lower volume, you can take longer rest periods, you can use heavier weight loads, and you can accumulate more muscle damage throughout those working sets. And that can get you a better growth response, assuming you're eating appropriate calories and protein. So workout volume not only can be used to modify caloric usage for fat loss, it can also be modified to allow for greater weight load depending on the strength and growth goals of the client or yourself. So when you're writing your own workouts or you're deciding what workouts to follow, volume should be a consideration. More is not always better. Actually, there are so many cases in which I have to get people to do less. CrossFit clients, oh my gosh. When somebody's in CrossFit and they come to me because they want to get stronger, I almost always have to reduce their overall volume. They're just overworking their nutrition. They're outworking their nutrition. And that's why they're plateaued and not getting any stronger, because they're just beating the crap out of their body. They're doing too damn much. They need to give their body time to recover and actually make the strength progressions in the nervous system between workouts. People that have joint or working on muscle rehab, we almost always have to lower their volume. Somebody who struggles to grow tissue, they say like, oh, I'm a hard gainer, almost always have to bring their volume down. If you have a strength athlete who complains that they always feel beat up, they always have aches and pains, you almost always have to bring their volume down. More is not always better. Better is better. So of what you do, just make sure you're maximizing what you do first before you start adding more to what you do. So I thought this would just be a fun discussion to talk about volume control and how it can be contributable 2, not only fat loss, like caloric usage, but also strength and muscle growth, as well as rehab. Okay, thought that was fun. If you have any questions about programming, you want to make sure that what you're doing is correct for you. We are offering, along with our one-on-one coaching services, a free 15-minute virtual consultation. Essentially, what I want to do is I want to make sure people try as hard as I do when I work with them. So I've been very blessed, very grateful to have a lot of clients, but sometimes I put in more than they do, and I just don't want to do that anymore. I want people who are dedicated and are going to work hard. So I want to do a free 15-minute consultation now to get to meet everybody, get to talk to you first, and see if we're both on the same page of wanting this to be our best. It does not mean that people have to be dedicated and this has to be their sole focus in life. One of the questions I ask in my client kind of questionnaire is this the number one priority in your life? Is this something that's important to you, but you also have to balance other things in life? Or you're in an overwhelming season of life right now, and you just don't want to lose track of your physical health. So I will modify the expectations of the program, the intensity of the program, to match where you are in life. It's just I want people to want it as much as I do for them. So I want the free 15-minute consultation as a chance to get to know you and you to get to know me. It's just a good way to start things out. So if you're interested in a one-on-one coaching service, we have a nutrition only. We also have training and nutrition services. You can sign up for the free 15-minute virtual consultation on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Okay, awesome. Well, if you have any questions, if you need anything, just let me know. You can message me through the website, or you can message me at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.